Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Podcast Manager Show. If this is your first episode, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you listen every week, I love you. Thank you so much for coming back. In this episode, we are talking about how to take time off as a podcast manager. One of the hard things about working for yourself is making sure that you have created a business that allows you to take time off, because it's really easy to get into this hustle mindset that, you know, you kind of always have to be working, or you couldn't possibly take a full week off because, you know, who would do your work? You don't have PTO. So how do you take time off? And I wanted to talk about this from the podcast management perspective because, number one, podcast management is so consistent, which is a good thing and a bad thing. You know, like maybe with someone that helps with blogs, the blogger might take a period of time off. But with most podcasts, they don't take time off. You know, they might have seasons and then you'd have some time that you aren't working as heavy. But most podcasts release every single week. So if you want to take any sort of time off, you really have to plan for it. On the flip side, the good thing about podcasts being so consistent is that if you plan for it, it's actually easy to take time off because it's the same thing every week and you can get ahead. So whether you want to take a week off, a whole month off, or more, I'm going to explain to you two different ways that you can plan for those times off. So in the beginning of 2020, I had my third baby girl and I needed to take time off, obviously, right? I really started working with clients right after I had my second daughter. I started my business when she was, I think, 4 weeks old. And so this was the first time that I had to figure out, okay, how am I going to really have time off to spend with my new baby girl? And I wanted to take 4 to 6 weeks off because I knew that working is like a form of stress relief for me. And I knew I wasn't going to want to spend too much time away. Plus, my husband was going to be around. He had a long paternity leave. So I knew, like, you know what? I'm going to feel good at 4 to 6 weeks to come back. And it ended up with all of my pre-planning and what I did, which is I'm going to get into, I really only gave myself like 4 weeks because I went late and I'll get into that. But 4 weeks is plenty of time. So really, if you are wanting to take a whole month off, even if you're not having a baby, then this is possible. You just have to do it in advance for sure. And let me tell you how. So your two options in my eyes are to outsource your work or get ahead. And I didn't want the stress of outsourcing my work and worrying about quality. I didn't want to have to worry about that. Instead, I decided to get ahead. Now, I hired my virtual assistant, who's now my customer success guru. I hired her in like the beginning of me getting pregnant. And like, if I was going to get pregnant again, I would probably actually just have her help me with this. So if you have someone on your team, then awesome. Like, definitely use that person and outsource stuff. But I wasn't in that space, that mental space, to really outsource a lot of my work. I wanted my hands on everything. So what that meant was I had to do more work. And what I did was I decided I'm going to start working ahead 3 months before my maternity leave, because I knew that if I got ahead earlier on, my clients probably wouldn't really be on board with that, I guess is the best way of putting it. I couldn't imagine that being as effective as being like, hey, I'm 3 months away from having my baby. We need to officially get a whole month or 6 to 6 weeks ahead of schedule. And what I did was I explained to my clients that I was pregnant. Obviously, I told them I was pregnant. And I told them, hey, my plans to take 4 to 6 weeks off. I told them that. I didn't ask for permission. I didn't ask, hey, does this work for you? I said, hey, this is my plan. I can't exactly remember the words I used, but I want to say I said like, hey, my plan is to take 4 to 6 weeks off. So let me know if it works for you that we get ahead. And so I think it's just important to remember those boundaries of this is your business. Your client is not your boss. So it's your decision what you do, and it's their decision on how they react to that. So the clients that I'd had at that time in the beginning of this year, I'd been with a while, so they were on board. They felt good about it. So my baby was due in April. So really, it was right after the new year that I started getting ahead. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to spend January, February, and March doing my work double time, which like when you're at the end of your pregnancy, like goodness, I don't know why I really thought that was a good idea, but it worked out. So whatever, but you just don't have that much energy. But let's say that for you, you want to take off just a week. Okay, well, a month prior, even if you don't have a vacation plan because hashtag 2020, you should be trying to get ahead right now just so you have that flexibility. Just so you have the flexibility to say, oh, you know, if I just work a little bit, let's say you have three clients. If you can get ahead with all three clients for 2 weeks, oh, it just gives you breathing space. It gives you so much breathing space, and it just feels like such a great place to be in your business. So I really think that even if you don't have anything planned as far as vacations or a maternity leave coming up, this is a great mindset to be in regardless. So anyway, it was January, February, and March. I was going to get ahead for all of April and then halfway through May. So I was due on April 13th, but I knew like I'm not going to want to work in the beginning of April, or like I'll slowly stop working in the first week of April. So that was my plan. And what I did was at that time, I'm trying to think, I think I had four clients. Yeah, that sounds right. Four clients. Yeah, five clients, but one of them is on a break. So four clients. And in the beginning of being pregnant, I thought, oh, I can totally do this. Like, I'm going to make sure that I can make this happen. I mean, I didn't really have a choice. You have to take some sort of maternity leave, like a week, right? Like anything. But I knew that I could do this. But then once it came down to it, I was like, wow, this is so much work already. Like, how am I going to do this? So what I did was I sat down and I wrote down every single episode that I had to get done, like every episode that was going to release in April and May, I wrote down and I looked at my calendar and I scheduled exactly when I was going to do those. And for a couple weeks, I was editing, I want to say 7 episodes a week, which is a lot for me considering I work 20 hours a week. I really only work evenings. By the grace of God, both of my girls were in preschool 2 days a week. So I was using that time a little bit, and I was almost there. I think I had just a couple episodes to go, and quarantine happened, because quarantine happened in the middle of March. So it was really weird timing where I was being so productive during those hours where my girls were in preschool. And then March 16th happened, or whatever that date was, and my girls weren't going to preschool anymore, but I was so pregnant and I was already ahead in my work. I just had to get a couple things done and I was set. So I was so, so grateful for that. But if you're trying to get a month ahead, or you just like the idea of being there, and some clients are better about this than others, but you deserve to be ahead in your work like that. So even if you feel like, oh, this client, like I can't imagine them getting that far ahead, encourage them to do that. I mean, most business owners, they want to be ahead in their work anyway. So if you can encourage them and say like, hey, you know, I really want to have some flexibility in my schedule, or whatever, however it is that you want to word it, don't write it off that this is not something that you can ask for, and not even ask for, but claim as like, this is the way that things are going to be done in my business. So that's one way of doing it, is to get ahead in your work. And you really have to be very strategic about it. If you're going to take like a month or more off, you have to like look at your schedule and say exactly when things are going to get done. I also, one of the things I did was for, I think like the whole month of February, I worked Saturday mornings, and I knew, okay, for sure, I'm getting this client's extra episodes done on Saturday mornings. So just having that scheduled out in my calendar made it feel so much more doable, because, you know, sometimes at the end of the week, you're like, how could I have done more? Like, I'm exhausted already. How can I have done more? But when you have it scheduled out, it feels so much more doable. But that's not the only way of getting this done. You can also outsource. And so you can outsource on a regular basis where you have someone helping you, maybe with a client that's a little bit more straightforward, or maybe one that you don't like editing as much, whatever it is. You could have someone on your team, of course, helping you all the time, But you can also have someone that you go to in certain situations, like just a networking, co-working friend. You can use that friend just to help you get ahead when you have a vacation coming up or whatever life situation happens. It's nice to have someone kind of on call that you help them and they help you. And if you're in the podcast manager program, you can totally find someone like that in the group by saying, hey, you know, I'm looking for someone that I can just kind of use maybe in emergencies too. I think that's a great relationship to have and to set up beforehand. Because a lot of this is like vacations are awesome, but there's also like emergencies and sicknesses and like things like that, that it's nice to have that coworker that can help you in those situations. So hopefully your client would understand if there was an emergency, but it's nice to have that backup too. So I wanted to give you some words that you could use for your clients on if you want to do this. Let's just say you want to be a month ahead, period. It's not about vacation. It's just like you want to run your business this way. I always started relationships with clients by saying, hey, I like to be a month ahead. And that was a really like aggressive goal in my own mind. But by just telling them that, they would say, okay, that sounds awesome to me. Like, so do I. I would love to be a month ahead all the time. But then we usually weren't. So then when I wanted to kind of tighten up my boundaries and kind of get back to that, I would say, hey, I would really love to get back ahead to being a month ahead. And they would know that that was the goal. That was always like kind of status quo. And then we would work to get back there. So if you can start that relationship with that boundary and that expectation, then when you bring it up, they're not like blindsided. They're just like, okay, yes, that's also what I want. And I know we're not doing a good job of it, but let's focus our energy on getting ahead. I think that makes it a lot easier to bring it up because many of us, that we don't want to have those conversations with our clients. We don't want to like, hey, by the way, I need to do X, Y, and Z. Like, this is how I am. I just like talking about their podcast and their business. I don't usually want to talk about personal stuff with me, you know? So know that number one, you are allowed to run your business this way, like for sure. You don't have to work whenever they want you to work just so that you have them as a client. You would be surprised at how much clients probably want to work around your business desires, you know, and you just have to give them enough time and do it in a way that is, you know, you say, hey, this is my goal, and then they can get on board with you. Another idea on helping your clients get ahead is that I know that some clients, they will record all of their episodes like the first weekend of a month for the next month. And I actually had a client that like started off doing this and it was really awesome. But then she, of course, stopped doing that. Like that always happens, is that they're really ahead in the beginning and then they like start to like trail off in their consistency on getting stuff out. And that's why you kind of have to remind them and make sure like, hey, like let's get started, like remind them of their expectations. But you can remind them, hey, is there a weekend that you're going to be doing this month? And just allowing yourself to like bring it up and have those conversations is important. But that's an idea, is that they can record all their episodes in one day of the month. That's called batch recording. And it makes it much easier on them. And you have everything that you need for the month and you can work at your own pace and whenever you want, which is really a huge part of having a business like this, is having that flexibility. Now, this is different, but I want to mention it before we move on, is that you also want to be clear with your clients on the last day that they can submit their podcast episode to you. So let's say you're always working 2 weeks ahead of time. Make it known to them on when those episodes are due and what happens if you don't have them. So in some circumstances, you would have a late fee. So if I don't have it 10 days before it's going to go live, then after that is a late fee. Or if you say, hey, I can take it the Thursday before it goes live, maybe you just don't mind that quick turnaround. But if I have it after that, I can't do it. Then that could be your status quo. Or if they don't have that episode to you, then you're going to use another one that they have already recorded. Because in a lot of circumstances, your clients will have interviews recorded, but they won't have solo episodes recorded. So you'll be waiting on a solo episode, but you'll have interviews sitting there. So maybe you and your client have an agreement that, hey, if you don't get that to me 10 days before it goes live, then I'm going to use an interview that we already have. And therefore, it's kind of a win-win where they're not being upcharged, but then also like you know that you have something and you don't have to continually remind them or wait around on them for that. So that's not really about taking time off, but it's all of this is like setting expectations and having these conversations as early as you can so that none of it is like a blindsiding type of thing to your clients. I really love talking about boundaries. So let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know if you're taking time off and how you're doing it. And I really want you to feel empowered to run your business the way that you want to run it. If you've been an employee, which most of us have, it's easy to get stuck into this like employee mindset that like you can't ask for what you want from your client when this is your business. Like you can run your business how you want it. So I want you to remember that. And I want you to feel empowered by the idea that the reality that this is your business and you make the rules. All right. Let me know that you're listening to the show by tagging me on Instagram. I would love to chat with you there. And until next time, I'll be cheering you on. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.